Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America. All right, a good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks for tuning in. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well as we roll through the world of sports here in an hour. And Jen and Jeff, the riches, yes, a little bit later on. We'll alternate throughout the night, hourly, across the country and around the globe here. iHeart, tune in, and, of course, American forces around the globe. Cut down day in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, listen, holding on to four quarterbacks. They're trying to facilitate a trade. Deshaun Watson, your starter, Jameis Winston, Tyler Huntley. And then who is the fourth one? The kid out of UCLA, Dorian Thompson Robinson, I believe. Or I probably goofed up the name, but there you go. So we look forward to it. So NFL cut down day, and we get to it. We've got more of the U.S. Open to talk about. It looked like Sinner was in trouble early, but listen, when you got to win, when you got to beat the number one player in the world, three out of five, listen. Please. He lost the first set 6-2. Then Yannick Sinner just turned on the afterburners. He goes three straight against McDonald, and old McDonald had a farm, but it's not in Queens and Corona Park at the United States Open. He is toast. But yeah, the Browns keep four quarterbacks. We'll do that. What else? You know, the big thing is Tony gets let go by the Chiefs too. And, you know, that's there is Tony. That's not a surprise move. Boy, he drove him nuts, you know, a couple years ago, despite winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Goofy plays. They got him in that deal with the Giants. He will find a home, no doubt. But he needed a change of scenery. He did. He had baggage there in Kansas City. So we look forward to that. Baseball-wise, listen, the Red Sox, I say it every time I come on the airwaves, they stink. They can't win a game to save themselves. Swept by Toronto yesterday. They go at it again tonight and tomorrow. Yankees playing good baseball, like we told you. They're up two now on the Orioles. The Orioles are out west taking on the Dodgers. We will get into that as well. But we will kick it off with Armin Katayan, the price of college football. And it is corrupt. We know that. He's got a new book out. It debuted today. The Price. He's coming up. Armin Katayan here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in seven saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. responsibly.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
All right, coming to you live here as we talk world of sports, wrapping up day two U.S. Open here in New York, and a big day. Yannick Sinner was on the rope. Of course, he's walking around with these positive tests with the quote-unquote the cream. The media can't let go of that, but I will give you a little soliloquy on the day two of the Open here in a moment, but I am just thrilled that we've got one of the guys that I respect so much. I mean, we've seen him all over TV, HBO. Seen him on 60 Minutes, book after book, 11-time Emmy Award-winning journalist, and a real, real stalwart in this industry. And he's got a beauty that came out today, The Price, and I have bought not only the print version, I've got the audio version. Armin Kate and Marty Terrell, thank you for coming on. We are heard around the country on iHeart, TuneIn, and heard globally to our servicemen and women, the officers and gentlemen of the Armed Forces, American Forces, I should say, Radio Network. Armin, thanks for coming on. Congratulations, and how are you?
I'm good, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I always love the U.S. Open. New York loves big, and I was at the Mets game last week, and U.S. Open the last couple days, it's magical. But
they set a record today, yesterday, didn't they?
Armin, the place was packed.
Showed up.
Oh, it yeah. was just what a beautiful setting! Just an unbelievable setting. New York does big; they just do. Armin,
yes,
congratulations on the book. Where I want to start, and why our industry is so tough—we have to squeeze so much into 15 or 14 minutes. Here's where I want to go with you. There's been a paradigm shift, and your book brings it out with The Price, and the title I think sums it up. And let me read it. It's again, what it the price, what it takes to win in college football's era of chaos. The thing that struck me is the paradigm shift. The players are now happy. Administrators, coaches, and school presidents, and even NCAA officials, Charlie Pierce from up in Massachusetts, seem to be miserable. And you point that out. Can you pontificate on that a little bit about how misery has kind of shifted now? The players are happy. They're getting paid for the most part. The key players are. Let me hear you talk about that for a moment. Let me hear.
Well, I think there's a reason the book is called The Price, because it's not just the financial price, the money that's pouring into the rights fees that are going to the conferences and everything else, but it's the physical price. It's the psychological price, it's the emotional price that's being paid by everyone that's making a livelihood off the game. And you're right, there has been a paradigm shift, and the shift is towards, I don't even call them student athletes anymore, they're the athlete students.
Yeah.
And, you know, the NCAA had ample opportunity. There's an old proverb, you know, you reap what you sow. And over time, going back decades, there has been delay and denial by the NCAA over a quest by athletes to share in the what was millions and now billions of dollars worth of revenue. And when the Supreme Court ruled in July of 2021, 9-0, which is, I can't imagine the last time that body unanimously voted and ruled in the same direction, it opened the door to NIL, and it was time, certainly. But you're right. Now, between NIL and a transfer portal, everything now is in, not everything, but I think certainly the balance has fallen in the favor of the athletes. And it should, because they are the workers. And as much as the NCAA would like to deny it and fight it in court, they are the ones that are responsible for the billions of dollars that are pouring into the coffers of the NCAA, primarily over college basketball. So I think it's time, but it's been a long, hard fight. And, you know, one of our chapters is called Oppenheimer, and it's got Sonny Vaccaro as a central figure in it, and it's the O'Bannon lawsuit that really triggered the avalanche of other lawsuits, the House lawsuit, the Alston lawsuit, that eventually became, you know, the law of the land, whether the NCAA likes it or not.
Armand Cattain, his book is out today, and it's going to be a bestseller. There's no question. The price, what it takes to win in college football, the era of chaos. You know, this, and we've had chaos in college sports forever. You know, I look back, 2020, COVID, what a mess there. It was crazy, and it kind of portended what we're going through right now. But we got to focus on these coaches. I could do them all, but I'm going to focus on three. Harbaugh at Michigan, Jimbo Fisher at A&M, now gone. All three are gone. Nick Saban at Alabama. Listen, there was relationships here, as awkward and dysfunctional as they were. Armand, there was like mafia creed here that was brought to the fore, and you did it in the book. I mean, Nick Saban did something that's not even done by our mafia. I mean, he outed. I mean, it was crazy when I read it.
When you look at it, Marty, you know, the fact that you could argue certainly that two of the most singular figures in college football coaching, Jim Harbaugh and Nick Saban, are out of the game. It tells you everything you want to know about the demands and the circumstances that the coaches are under. And then John Talty, my co-author, who's a terrific young reporter, he's about half my age, and he reminds me a lot of myself and his relentless kind of reporting and his deep, deep ties into the SEC. He wrote the chapter on Jimbo, and the fact that Jimbo's, you know, has been fired but is getting north of, what, $90 million, $75 million to walk away from the game is also a statement as to how crazy it is right now. But to have Jim Harbaugh and Nick Saban out of the game right now, Jim obviously with the Chargers in L.A. and Nick doing what he's doing with ESPN, but one-on-one coast, at one point in time, as we say in the book, Jim out in Huntington Beach in his motorhome looking at the Pacific Ocean, wondering what happened to him at U of M, and Nick down in Jupiter, Florida, in his $18 million beachfront estate looking at the Atlantic Ocean, really having lost control over a program that was second to none, maybe second to none all time, tells you everything you need to know about, you know, what the state of the game is right now. And that's what's driving these coaches and everybody who is making a livelihood from the game just a little bit crazy. And there's a reason the book is called The Price, because it's not just the financial implications. It's the physical, it's the psychological, it's the emotional toll that is being taken every single day by everybody who loves the sport and finds themselves in the sport, but right now wondering, you know, where the sport is going.
And we can't get enough of it. We can't get enough. I was up Sunday morning or Saturday morning. I couldn't wait for for Georgia Tech and Florida State to kick off. I'm sorry. I watched Nevada and SMU Saturday night. I love it. Here's where I want to go with you. Armand Cattain with this. His book is out today, The Price. It's amazing. Again, I got the audio version and also the print version. It's wonderful. Here's where I want to go with you, though, real quick, Armand, and that is look at the successors. I mean, Mike Elko, he's a Duke guy. He went to Penn.
That's a weird. I mean, he was successful at Duke, yeah. But that has a little bit of a cleanup. He's coming with a dustpan to clean up the mess there. Michigan kept their mess in house with Sherrone Moore. He's got level one and level two infractions. Connor Stallion cannot even get a high school job. He tried to in Detroit. They hired him, and then they had to fire him. And then you got the mess at Alabama still. I mean, and it kind of percolates under the veneer. Their response and the three protagonists, three of the five protagonists coaching-wise in your book are doing different things right now. I don't think that's a surprise, or is it perhaps? Let me hear.
I don't think it's I honestly don't think, Marty, it's a surprise at all. I think the toll that's being taken on these coaches, particularly, look, they can deal with NIL because they've always kind of dealt with the underground, under-the-table booster network, but now that the NIL payments are above the table, everybody's trying to figure out how it works with the collectives, how they integrate into the athletic department, what can we do or can't we do vis-a-vis the NCAA enforcement, which yep. Essentially, we have a chapter on that, their hands are tied behind their back at this point in time. So it's literally the wild, wild west. But the problem is the portal. And when you have a roster that you think is your roster after spring ball, going into fall in the fall camp, but let's just say you're the second best cornerback, second string cornerback at a Power 5 program, and you're really good, but you're a freshman or a sophomore, and you're going to play at Alabama. You're going to play your junior and senior year, but all of a sudden you're making a name for yourself in spring ball, and you decide to go into the portal, and you've got no less than maybe a half a dozen other schools that are looking for a potential starting cornerback, and they're offering you $250,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 for a year, for 2 years. That's $1 million, $750,000 to transfer. But now you're the other coach, the home coach, saying, my God, I don't even know what my team is going into fall or going into the summer training camp. And that's where things have really gone off the rails. And what I love about our book is John and I, because of our relationships and the trust that we've built up over time, John with his incredible work in the SEC and me with however many years I've been doing this, dating back into the 1980s, you have built up trust, and trust equals access equals information. So right. To get into Michigan, to get into Arizona, to get into the NCAA headquarters, what John did along everything in the SEC, you really feel in real time behind the scenes what these coaches and players and athletic directors and compliance people and the collectives are dealing with on a daily basis. And honestly, they don't know from one day to the next what the lay of the land is going to be. And from a storytelling perspective, that's pretty rich. You know, it's rich waters to be swimming in.
We only got 90 seconds left. In New York City last night, I was with some people who have doled out $1,000 a night hotel rooms for Miami, Dallas, and Atlanta. There's a 12-team playoff, and their tickets are between $5,000 and $7,000. They couldn't write the check quick enough. Could not write it. I mean, how do you react to that, Armin? How do you react?
Well,
I think it's a
terrific dichotomy. College football has never been more popular. It's never been more intense. It's never been more competitive. But at the same time, it's never been more unsettled and tumultuous as it is right now. And so, as a journalist, that's pretty fertile ground to be walking in and digging into. So there's probably 20 teams right now that have a chance to make the 12-team playoff, maybe 24. And with these fervent fan bases, we're in the wild, wild west. How long it lasts remains to be seen. But what we're seeing on the field is extraordinary talent. What we're seeing off the field is an attempt to try to find the way to corral a bucking bronco, and I don't think anybody really understands where this thing is headed.
Marvelous. I am so glad you did this. We knew this book was coming, and you know what? You are most suited, uniquely qualified to do it. You John Talpe, thank you so much. Blessings your way, Armin. Thank you. Yes, thank you. We will continue to promote and talk about this as the days and weeks and the pages turn for us. Thank you very much. Armin Katayan, have a good night. Loved having him on, folks. This book, I'm telling you, I'm looking at it right now. It's like the Bible of college football. We're coming back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking the world of sports here. We went a little long with Armin Katayan. Thank you, Dom, for that. I will handle it. We'll get you to a hard network break coming up here. I got a lot of topics, and I'm going to get Dom in here, NFL Cutdown Day. You know, just some follow-up on Armin Katayan. Of course, all his years at 60 Minutes, HBO, Real Sports, and then the books and the investigative work he's done over the years. A mensch of a man, too. Lives there in Fairfield, Connecticut, right on the Gold Coast of Connecticut, where we have a great affiliate there, WGCH, Bob Small and the folks there. They do an outstanding job. And, boy, being in New York at that U.S. Tennis Open. Let me just tell you something. They did have a record crowd yesterday. I mean, when Coco Gauff comes out, it's like, wow. You know, and I got to see Serena and Venus twice. Actually, I saw Serena three times, Venus twice. And just the following and the impact they had on tennis. And when you really experience a major, a slam, as they call it, a Grand Slam event, there is a vibe, there is a pulse inside those courts. And here's what it is. You've got the
you got the Arthur Ashe Stadium, which is the center court, like Wimbledon center court. Then you have the Louis Armstrong, you know, stadium court. Then you have basically mini versions spread out among, I want to say, 12 to 14 courts. So you could be watching on a, you know, a match, not so much at Arthur Ashe Stadium or Louis Armstrong Stadium, because they're more enclosed and they're massive in size. Massive in terms of a tennis vernacular, if you will. But you get to these outdoor courts and you're walking to the restroom, or you're walking to buy some souvenirs, or you're walking around to get some food. And it's eclectic, man. You hear these roars. And there is certainly a code of conduct and behavior, much like the Masters. Serious. They're very respective, even New York, which can be rough and tumble. I'm telling you, you do not have to be you don't have to be a dyed-in-the-wool tennis fan to not only experience, to enjoy the organization, the tactfulness, the way they do things is just, it is just absolutely exquisite. I am telling you. And the food fair. And you're going to pay. So you know that going in. You are going to pay. But and then the thing that kills me is you're walking through the stadium concourse and the souvenir shops. I love how they do this. So I said to the gal, could I get a program? I see people with the program. I'd really like to have the program. She says, yeah, you can have the program, but you have to also buy this. And then she holds up a magazine, U.S. Open magazine, with all the bios, which is truly what I wanted. So the program is $5, which is a bargain. But what they're really getting you on is the $25 magazine, which I will keep forever. It's great. So you walk out of there, you just lay down $30. Now, Moët Chandon, for the people who imbibe in the adult beverages. Where else? You will not see an oyster bar in too many stadiums, okay? But that's what they have. It's raw oysters, the shrimp, the lobster tail, and the Moët Chandon. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You're where else can you go and see Tiffany, and I don't mean the woman Tiffany, Donald Trump's daughter. I'm talking about Tiffany and company with a not only a portal inside the grounds, on the grounds of Flushing Meadows, but also within the confines of the stadiums. It's just, and like I said, they treat it like the Masters. You don't throw rubbish on the ground. You pick up after yourself. They have attendance there. They check your ticket. They're polite. When the action's underway, there is a white chain in the tunnel leading you to your seats in the lower bowl or upper bowl. You can't go in when the action's underway. When there's a break or they change or there's a break in the action, they go to TV break, the white chains come down. You walk to your seats, and you go to the right seat, and you don't pirate seats there. It's just not allowed. In fact, they give you one warning, and I didn't get warned, but there are people near me who were just, you know, taking advantage of having upgraded in their mind their seats, and then when the rightful ticket holders come, you get a little bit of a lecture. I mean, it's just A+. It's an A+ experience. And the action, I could watch Coco Gauff all day long. Ben Shelton, what a star, 13th seeded. In this U.S. Open, this absolutely just a kangaroo on the court. I mean, this guy is so quick, powerful serve, which is topped out. You ready for this? His top serve at 150 miles an hour. Now, I watched the, you know, in the gun, I saw 135 and I was like, wow. I saw 127, 119s. And then, you know, when they fault, first service fault, and then you know that they're going to have to keep that ball. I've seen it go as low as 88. The difference between 88 and 150 is obviously alarming. It's alarming, and you can see it. And you just, how can you possibly have that much force and that much ability? And that much, what do you want to call it? I don't even know what to call it. Just that much power to put a tennis ball in play at that rate of speed. It just blows your mind. So then I said to some quote-unquote experts, you know, some people close by, where are you from? Ironically, one guy says, hey, I'm from Needham, Massachusetts, suburban Boston. How long have you been coming here? I come every year. Well, that's great. What is it like, do you think, for the recipient, and in this case it was Dominic Thiem, who was playing his last U.S. Open, having won during the COVID pandemic in 2020. Wrist injury sends him at age 31 to early retirement. A 150-mile-an-hour serve, that tennis ball, first of all, is rubber with a little felt cover. They say it absolutely, and this doesn't surprise me, changes shape and size, becomes aerodynamically complicit to the force in which Ben Shelton delivered it, to where it looks like an egg, a little tiny egg coming at the recipient, in this case Dominic Thiem. Fascinating. And the coordination, the hand eye, the athleticism, TV does not do it justice. I am sorry. These gals and these guys are just amazing. They really are. All right, NFL cutdown. We will get to that. Browns have four quarterbacks. CeeDee Lamb is in the camp for the Cowboys. Kadarius Toney is out in Kansas City. Are there other notables, and what are the Patriots going to do with their quarterbacking situation? And does anybody really care? We're coming back on Sports Overnight.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
All right.
right, talking the world of sports. Hey, you can check out our new website. It's sportsovernight.net. Sportsovernight.net. I put a poll question up there. There was a great media piece today in the New York Times. You know, the New York Times bought The Athletic. And so all their writers, I think it's Richard Deitch, who does a really nice job on media. The question today was, you know, Tom Brady, what's he going to be like in the booth? And I want to run a bunch of stuff by Dom. Dom, I'm going to use you as my, you know, my sounding board here and get some opinion from you. And I love opinion on talk radio. In fact, anything other than opinion tends to put me to sleep. Tom Brady in the booth. You know, most guys, Aikman and some of these other analysts, even Chris Collingsworth, you know, these guys all, you know, kind of were on the three or four depth, you know, they were third or four on the TV depth chart. Troy Aikman paid his dues before he got with Joe Buck, and they were the number one team for a while. Nance went through analysts, even, I don't know about Madden. Madden pretty much became an analyst out of the chute, but Tom Brady in the booth. I will say this, and Deitch said the same thing in the New York Times today. Tom Brady's never going to fulfill that 10-year contract. He just never will. I think he's going to do it for a couple, 3 or 4 years. It's going to get old. The travel is going to bug him. He's going to be more involved with ownership, with the Raiders. He's going to get into his 50s. He's going to be doing other things. But let me ask you, he's a Bay Area guy, Tom Brady, you looking forward to him on Fox when they open their season with Dallas and Cleveland? Let's hear Tom Brady in the Fox booth as the number one guy. Greg Olson out. Let me hear your opinion, Dom.
All right. So for starters, Greg Olson isn't that great. So I'm not gonna miss Greg Olson, but I have no interest in Tom Brady at all. That's one of the things, because he's from San Mateo. He's from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. You always dreamed of being a Niner. Dom, why don't you root for him? I just can't stand Tom Brady. It's probably why I enjoyed the roast so much. It made me happy seeing him squirm and be uncomfortable. That said, I'm not going to not watch the games that he calls, but I definitely won't be tuning in because I got to hear what Tom Brady thinks about the 49ers running plays out of the shotgun and the pistol. I could not care less.
All right, so let me ask you this. Do you care about play-by-play, color, and sideline broadcasters? I'm one of these guys. I'm telling you, USA Today, Friday, the weekend edition, they give you the games, they give you who's doing the broadcast. I'm into it, probably more so. I need to get a life, I'll get you. Are you one of those, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, that just don't, you care about the game, you don't care about who's calling it? Fair to say, or do you care about the broadcast crews at all?
Oh, no, I very much care about the broadcast crews. I think I'm a little more sensitive to it, similarly to you, because I'm in the industry, loosely
Correct.
In the industry or whatever. It's not so much that I actively seek out people that I enjoy, but I have my list of people I don't enjoy. And I think that's more of an issue on a local scale versus the national broadcasts, because especially with football, I can watch the 49ers, but it's not going to be the quote-unquote local team. It's going to be whoever's covering it for Fox or CBS that day. It's becomes more of an issue with baseball and basketball. Like the basketball, I have to find alternative methods of listening to the games. I can't listen to Bob Fitzgerald and Kalina Azubuike. I love Kruk and Kite, but they don't have it anymore. So they're a tough listen these days, and they've had their health issues, and they're both getting up there. So I don't fault them, but it's on a local scale, I have greater issue. There are a lot less national, especially for a sport like football, where yes, it is designed I think it's the best sport for television. However, I'm not. It takes a lot of effort to make me want to tune you out. I think Tony Romo's starting to get to that point. But other than that, there are not too many people who I'm like, I'm going to watch this game on mute.
All right, next topic. We're going to Netflix. We're going to Amazon. Christmas Day, Netflix for the next 3 years. It's going to have Christmas Day games. Streaming, apps, synced up to your TV. Consumption is changing. How we consume is changing. You're younger. I'm older. Let me hear your thoughts about how we consume with the Netflix and the Amazons and the Apple TVs of the world. Let's hear.
So I'll say with, I think Amazon is probably the easiest because whether people realize it or not, if you have Amazon Prime for your shipping, you get Prime. Hang on.
Yeah, if you have an Amazon Prime membership, you're getting the football whether you want it or not. You're exactly right.
You can Prime Video is included. So I remember at one point in the last couple years, I think I mentioned it on the show, more households in America have Amazon Prime than cable. So I think that's an easy one. I know Netflix is a widely popular app. I think the ones where you got to go get Peacock or Apple TV, I think those are a little less prevalent, but there are a lot of households of millennials and younger that just don't have cable anymore. I'm in a group chat with some guys. They're all a little bit older than me or around my age. And they're talking about, oh, I've got the DirecTV football package and YouTube TV, and per month I'm still paying less than I had cable, and I don't watch TV, so I think that's definitely the nature of consumption where we as consumers, not everybody, there are definitely people out there who, no, I want to be able to scroll through all my channels. But for a lot of people, especially the younger demographic, there are the people where I want only what I want, and that's it. I don't need all the other movie channels or whatever. I just need my Netflix for my series, my whatever it might be, and I think that's streamlined. It's smart of the sports leagues to be taking advantage of the way consumers want media now.
I'm with you. Okay, what about the NFL Sunday Ticket? YouTube owns it now, and then you know where I'm going. I want to go fantasy football. What do you recommend now? The Red Zone channel people love online. Do you compete just with your groups, and do you have any online recommendations for fantasy football? Is CBS Sportsline the best one? Is there another one out there? I really want to hear this because I think we're providing a great service, and I am amazed. I thought that, you know, I said, okay, enough of this. This fantasy football thing is topped out. It's going to another level. It's absolutely going to another level, at least in my world. All right, so YouTube, Sunday Ticket, do fantasy players need it? If you like the out-of-town games, you want the stats, and then give me some recommendations on fantasy sites. Let me hear.
See, I would say that these apps and channels or services would have been a bigger deal 10 years ago. I can get the stats on any game in about 10 seconds on my phone.
Correct.
I just go choose my sports app of choice, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo. I can use my fantasy app itself, and it'll still tell me all the live stats. So I'll say I am a Red Zone consumer. I don't have the Sunday Ticket. I don't need the full version of every single game available to me. I'm able to consume it in just little chunks, and I don't mind the jump around because they'll show all the touchdowns. So if my player scores a touchdown, I can flip on Red Zone and I'll catch it. I like the fast pace of it. It keeps things interesting, and you don't get not that you get stuck because there are other games available, but I don't have to end up watching, you know, a 3-3 game in the rain in the fourth quarter. For fantasy apps, I'm partial to Yahoo. I've done ESPN fantasy games, not my favorite. I know a lot of people like the Sleeper app. That's a very popular one, but that's more of a usage thing. I don't know how much content they provide. I know Yahoo's got Liz Losa, Pianowski. They got a bunch of guys, Brandon Funston, a bunch of people who write for them, so they do a great job. And honestly, FNTSY, who helps provide us with Scott Farrell as the lead into your show.
Yep.
During the day, they do a great job with their writing and their content that they put out. So I'll say my favorites are FNTSY and Yahoo Sports.
All right, I went to the CBS Sports site. I'm looking at fantasy football. There's a league fee. There's league structure, scoring draft, advanced data, recaps and projections, player policies, keepers, schedule. This is not for me. This is for the consumer out there in this podcast. Let me ask you this question. How would you go about this real quick? And I know that's kind of a vague question.
Yeah, so if I'm looking to get into league, so I only play with people I know or people that I have mutual contacts with. I'm not in any of the random online money leagues. No, I'm in a group that I've been playing fantasy football with, I think, for like 15 plus years from high school, which, gosh, as I say, it really makes me feel old that it's been 15 plus years and they're friends from high school. But you know, we'll play with, you know, 50, everybody puts in 50, we divvy it up, we do it like that. But I think if you're looking into getting into it, there are a lot of free options. I would not recommend paying for any of the services, any of the extra information. I don't think that's the way to go. If you're a hardcore player, then I'm not telling you to spend your money, but if you're in highly competitive leagues and you really want the advantages, I don't pay for my analysis and content, but I know that there is a lot of good stuff behind those paywalls that can be beneficial. So I'll say, what are your goals? What's your experience level? And then go from there with what type of content you want to consume. Because there is a lot of free content out there. You might have to watch an ad to get to it, but there's a lot of free stuff out there that is very useful. All of the helpful information is not all locked behind a paywall.
Who wins these fantasy leagues online? Who wins these? I mean, are these total fantasy nerds that just, this is what they do? Who wins these things?
I think it depends on who ends up in the league. If you do a random online league, yeah, there are going to be the people that are paying six different services for top-tier information. But there are people who win in fantasy that get lucky. You can have all the analytics in the world, but if your first four or five round picks all stay healthy all season and produce, it's hard to beat that. I can go out and draft and pay for every service and draft every perfect sleeper and every Pro Bowl player, and if everyone gets hurt, but the guys those sleepers are behind don't get hurt, they don't have the opportunity, then it's a moot point. And to an extent, it's all guessing and projecting, so there's no firm right or wrong way to do it. You look at any draft strategy, people, you draft hero running backs, and then you fill out the rest of it. You see draft strategies where you draft nothing but upside running backs and go hero, star, wide receivers. There's so many different ways you can do it. And I think because of that, you're going to see a variety of people and different types of people who win these public leagues online.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's no method to the madness. There is a huge element of luck, like you just said. You can draft the best team in the world and get hammered, and then, you know, the gal sitting in a cube next to you at work, you know, she likes to just pick players by name value. I mean, there is a fair amount of luck. There just is. Dominic, you are the best. You really are. We're going to add a fantasy segment like we did last year. We'll talk about it at least once a week, so you fantasy players will get what you're looking for. All right. We are drinking water from a fire hose when we do that, especially when it comes to me, which is why we have Dom. We'll come back. We'll tube talk it. Coming up next. Don't go away.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, let's run down. There's a couple you want to pay attention to tonight. ESPN with the U.S. Open women's draw, Louis Armstrong Stadium tonight. That is about to step off and get underway. From Canada, Andreescu against Pelini from Italy. That will be a very, very good match, but Pelini favored and will win. Rogers and Pegula on the main court. That's coming up at 9 East, 6 Pacific, 8 the Central Time Zone. Rogers and Pegula. Pegula, by the way, 6 seed, heavy favorite in that one. Meantime, baseball, I keep an eye. Orioles-Dodgers will capture me. The Orioles are slipping and sliding. The good news is Boston can't get out of their own way. They stink. They just terrible slump right now, and they'll probably get whacked again by Toronto. Yankees are feasting on the lowly Nationals, but you know what series has got me? It's a four-gamer. Game one went to the Padres last night. Padres-Cardinals. Kyle Gibson didn't have squat. They stayed with him way too long, and he got knocked all over the yard. Machado's starting to heat up there a little bit. Cronenworth, good hitter. Merrill has got a little bit of pop in his bat. The bottom third of that Padre order, though, is deplorable. I mean, they just can't get out of their own way. So we shall see. Padres-Cardinals will get my attention tonight. We'll pay attention to that because the Cardinals are five back in the wild card, and I thought this might be where they get a little hot and make it interesting. Well, they're hot all right. They're going the wrong way. They're a game below 500. And the Padres are, listen, they're going to be in the postseason. They're going to be dangerous, and kudos and a rubber stamp to Omar Vizquel, our baseball analyst here on Overnight, told me, 2 weeks ago, take care and wake up because the Padres are the real deal. Now, they're going to go with Dylan Cease tonight. I didn't realize that. I thought he was much better. He's 12-10 with his ERA. I think it's a skosh below four. But, boy, when he's on, he's good. When he's off, he is horrible. So, all right, great job out of Dominic Jimenez. Armin Katayan, appreciate his effort. Did a nice job. His new book on college football called The Price, dealing with how do you contend with all the chaos amid college football in the great old United States. Jeff and Jen, the Riches, come up top of the hour after the update. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Sports Overnight. Adios.